Well, I want to say welcome, guys. Welcome to God's house. Thanks for joining us this evening. Whatever the day was, however the day was, this is just a great opportunity we have to, you know, right now to just kind of reboot a little bit, I guess. It takes a lot of discipline and determination even to be in the sanctuary. So, yeah, welcome. So, Jesus, we welcome you this evening. We thank you for being the breath in our lungs, Lord. We thank you that we have this open door to the Holy of Holies in your temple, Lord. You know, I was reading this morning. I read the book of Romans, and there's this verse in chapter 12, verse 16, where it says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Do not just acknowledge that you are in need of the Lord." So, Lord, it's like I come tonight with this, acknowledging that I need you. We need you, Lord. I need you more than the air I breathe. I need you more than my next heartbeat. Yeah, more than our next heartbeat, Lord. We need you more than anything. You know, we focus on the fact that you are Lord. Kingdom reigns. We love you, Jesus. You know, as you take time to soak in, maybe meditate on His word this afternoon, you know, we come with this idea. We find in His word, it says, if we come closer to Him, He comes closer to us. So yes, Lord, we draw near. And thank you for drawing near us. As we draw near, you draw near us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, you are so good, and your mercy endures forever. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
of God, born of His Spirit, washing His blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision of rapture now bursting on sight. Angels descending, wing from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love.
Thank you, Lord.
This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This
this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Praising my Savior, all the day long, praising my Savior, all the day long, praising my Savior. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Redeemer all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior, I'm happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His grace, filled with His goodness, lost in His grace. Tonight, Father, oh, we are filled with Your goodness, lost in Your love. Oh, Jesus, we are filled with Your goodness, lost in Your grace. Father, we are filled with Your goodness, lost in Your peace. Filled with Your goodness, lost in Your grace. Filled with Your goodness, lost in Your love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, praising my Savior. Oh, with a heart full of gratitude, Father, rest in Your goodness, rest in Your grace. Oh Lord, Your grace is enough, rest in Your goodness, fill with Your goodness, lost in Your love. Filled with Your goodness, lost in Your grace. Oh Jesus, we here tonight, filled with Your goodness. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. This is my song. This is my song. Praising my Savior. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Redeemer. Praising my Savior. Praising my Savior. Yes, Lord. Lord, we bend by our heads, bend our hearts, and everything we have. We say, what a blessed assurance we have in you, Lord. Fill with your goodness. Fill with your goodness. Fill with your goodness, Lord, tonight. Lost in your love, even right now. Lost in your peace. We all face so many different things that weighs us down, the things we carry. But once again tonight, God, we just position our hearts. Position our hearts, Lord. We come to the source that won't run dry. The source that won't run dry. To glorify your name, you deserve the glory and the honor. Oh Lord, we lift up our hands to you. We glorify your name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Jesus, you deserve the glory and all honor. Lord, we lift up hands in worship and we glorify your name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship and we glorify your name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Jesus, you're great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, Father. There is no one else like you. There is no one else.
And Father, this is not just a song. We come and declare how great you are, Lord. We come and just humble ourselves, acknowledging that you are a great God. And we don't worship, we don't come, we don't sing, we don't pray because circumstances are good. We don't do this because life is good, but we do it because we have come to the realization that you are good at all times. You are good at every season. You deserve the glory, Jesus. You deserve the honor. Lord, we lift up our hands. We open up our hearts in worship. And we glorify your name. Your name that's above all other name. The name of Jesus, that at the mention of this name, every knee bows. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every demon flees. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every storm calms. At the mention of the name, the captives are delivered. And you do miracles so great. Everything you do is great, Father. You do everything perfect. There is no one else like my God. There is no one else like you. No one else can love us like you do. It says in Romans, you know, I read that this morning. It says, what can separate us from the love of God? What can separate us? And it goes on, gives us a big list. And at the end, we can conclude that there's nothing. Nothing can separate us. You are great, my God. You are holy. You are worthy. You do miracles so great. Even right now, you work a miracle in our midst. Even right now, you work on behalf of our children. Even right now, you're working in our families. Even right now, Jesus, you're working in our church. Even right now, you're working all over the world. Even when we don't see it. For we do not live by sight, but we live by faith. I don't live by sight. I don't live by my senses, but I live by faith. I live by believing every word of your, every word you say is true. You do miracles so great. We don't serve you because we have to. We serve you because we want to. There's no obligation. We choose to believe you, Lord. We choose to trust you. I choose to trust. I choose to believe tonight. I choose to come. Lord, we know that revival is birthed through prayer. Lord, I pray that you'd birth a movement of prayer in this place. Jesus. Revival is birthed through prayer. Certain result we'll never find it until we start fasting and praying and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. Father, tonight we sing of your greatness, for your love endureth forever. Your grace endureth forever. Your grace is enough. Your grace is so enough, Father. Your grace is so enough. Tonight we tap into the source. You know, you were talking to this lady in John chapter 4. You said, you know, if only you knew who was talking to you, you would ask for living water. Tonight, God, we know who we come to. We know who we come before. Jesus, we're not here because we have nothing else to do. We're here because we have a deep desire to meet you. We have a deep thirst. I have a deep hunger for more. Jesus. We are here to see you move. We need a move, Lord. We need a move. We need a move of the Holy Spirit. We need a fresh outpouring of your presence. So give us this living water. Feed us tonight. Holy Spirit, feed us with your presence. Living breath of God. Mighty breath of God. Let us experience what David said. Better is 1 hour, better is 1 moment in your court than 1,000 elsewhere. Draw our hearts, Lord. Lord, I pray that the word that you said, Lord Jesus, who says no one comes to you unless the Father attract them. Tonight we say, attract us. Oh, Lord, enlarge our hearts for more things of heaven. Enlarge our hearts for the things of your presence. Enlarge our hearts for the things of the kingdom. Enlarge our hearts for holiness. Enlarge our hearts, Lord, for prayer. We pray for an increase in intimacy. You are so great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, Lord. This is our song. This is our declaration tonight. There is no one else. No one else. You are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship and we glorify your name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship
and we glorify your name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. We know what we're talking about, Father. There is no one else like you. Lord, there is no one else like you. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, Son. The Lion and the Lamb. You are the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, you got the name that's above all the names. Jesus, you are worthy of all praise we see right now. My heart is singing, how great is our God. How great, amen, is my God. Sing with me, how great is my God. Don't we see how great is my God? Hallelujah. Jesus, you got the name that's above all other names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart singing, how great is our God. My heart is worshiping, singing how great is our God. My heart is singing, my heart is singing, my heart is singing, great, how great is my God. I know what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, my heart is singing, how great is our God. My heart is singing, how great is the God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart is singing. My heart.
I love you, Lord. I love you.
presence. Father, your word says we don't know what love is. 1 John 4:10 says we don't know what love is. You, the one that show us what love is by giving your son for the remission of our sins. And tonight we can stand, we can approach boldly. And the least we can do is pour our worship. We pour it tonight. Pour it at your feet, Lord. I don't see it, you work. Even when I don't feel it, you work. You never stop working. That's right. Your name is Waymaker, Miracle Work, Promise King, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are the Waymaker, Miracle Work, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you work. Even when I don't feel it, you work. You never stop working. You never stop working. You're working on our behalf right now. Oh, you shield us. You are our shield, Lord. You are our fortress, God. You are our strong tower. Even when I don't see it, you work. Even when I don't feel it, you work. You never stop working. Waymaker, Miracle Work, Promise Keep, Light in the Darkness, my God. Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. You make way where there's no way. You bring life where there is death. You bring restoration where it's totally broken. You turn seas into highways. You're the Redeemer. Oh, you mighty in battle. You are the provider, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, man. A very present help in time of need. And tonight we lift up our eyes to the hills, asking where would our help come from? But we know, Father God, we come to acknowledge again that our help is from you. Where does the inspiration come? It comes from you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you this evening. You are so good. You never stop working. You never stop. And you won't stop now. You won't stop now. You won't stop now. Yes, Lord. Father, we want to also take this time to once again pray for the lost souls in our community. People from this community who have yet to come to know you, Jesus. We pray specifically tonight for Lansdowne community. For the surrounding. Lord, I pray this year once again, even we talked about it, but you would give us strategies and ideas. Will bring us people with the visions to figure out how to reach out to our community. But Lord, tonight we reach out in faith. We stand before the throne and intercede and pray for the lost souls, for families who are struggling, marriages who are struggling, Lord. The orphans, God, we come and stand for them, the widows. Widowers, the homeless, the hopeless. Jesus, have mercy, God. Have mercy on someone who is just buried in their darkness tonight. Have mercy on someone who think there is no hope. But you are the God of hope, Lord. Holy Spirit, we come against the spirit of suicide in this community. That people would come to realize that you are the way, you are the life. Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Jesus. Lord, as we pray tonight for the community, I also want to pray for the churches in the community, because I realize that Virginia Beach and Chesapeake areas, we've got so many churches. Father, revive your church. Purify your bride. Start here, Lord. Start here in this church. Start here in Restoration, Lord. Start here, Lord. Bring us to maturity that we'll be able to attend to others. That we would not remain childish, in childish thinking, in childish act. Lord, I pray for a new level of maturity in this church. Lord, I pray that people would be drawn to the Word. People would be drawn to the secret place in this church. Lord, I pray that we would not become program-driven, but we would become presence-driven. We would operate from a kingdom mindset. Everything we've done here, God, let it glorify your name. Thank you, Father.
Lord, we thank you, and as we open your word, Holy Spirit, I pray for the next couple of minutes we spend in your word, that you would continue to minister to us, Lord. And Father, I pray even right now as we, you know, humble ourselves, any one of us here dealing with any physical illness, we would be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that faith would meet our needs. And you, King Jesus, would bring restoration in wherever the area needs healing. Arms, legs, knees, back, cancer, whatever it is, Father. We believe because we serve a big God, and so therefore we give you room, Father, to stretch out your hands and make us whole. Thank you, Lord. That's good stuff. So let's, how about we all come maybe on this side? That way. You want to come this side? Okay, let's go on that side. Since there is more on that side. It really doesn't matter. It all sits in one spot. Yeah, let's go over there. Amen. That's good. Let's do this. Let me turn this thing down. Let's open your Bible in Luke chapter 10. I'm going to read from the New Living. That's good. The New Living. We could brighten the lights a little bit so we could see. You guys remember how to do that? That's good. I thank God for my tech team back there. They're being trained. You know, you guys are the eyes of whoever is watching online. I mean, we don't want to do this all the time online, but it's a great tool to have. Everybody's staying warm in this cold, beautiful weather. That's good. So Luke chapter, what did I say? Luke chapter 10. You have the New Living Translation. Let me pull my notes here. It says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Luke 10:19. What did you have? Luke 10:19. Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. Yep. Yeah. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Is that good? You found it? Luke 10, verse 19. It says, that's good. Thanks for putting it on the screen.
Way to go, Darcy. It says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes, scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, don't rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Let's just look this verse, these two verses again. Jesus said, look, I have given you, this verse is following with the fact that Jesus sent 70 of his disciples on a mission trip. And then he said, hey, I've given you authority. And I'm realized one of the things that us believers, we always shy away from is the fact that we forgot how much authority we have. You know, it's like Christians, most of the time, they live the Christian life like, I'm struggling. It's like a struggle. It doesn't have to be. I mean, look at this verse again, all right? Jesus is saying, look, I have given you authority. I give you authority and power over the enemy. Now you tell me, just enumerate, give me some of your enemies. Let me hear some of your enemies. Do you have enemies? Chocolate? Could be. But seriously, what are some enemies we have? Alcohol, could be. Drugs. Pornography. Satan, the devil. You know, Jonah, you got to help me out. Help me out. Sin. Let's go. Past identity? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, who you were before. That could haunt you. Your past. Your past could become your enemy from your past could prevent you from moving forward. Huh? Your future, worries for future. Come on, that's good. The devil. So Jesus is saying here, now guys, do you believe this? Because I can't believe this for you. Oh, I believe it for my life. But do you believe this? Do I believe that Jesus, my Savior, my Redeemer, and you know, you can read the rest of the story at home. He sent his disciples. And then, of course, these guys, they came back rejoicing that the demons submitted to them. And Jesus says, come on, you know that? I give you authority. I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes. Now, why would Jesus use the word snake? Is snake a bad thing? A bad animal? Reptile? Some people don't like snakes. But they also say snake is cunning. You know, cunning is someone who's cunning is something that's cunning is something that's deceitful. Like, you know, Satan uses a snake to tempt Eve because, of course, he was cunning. And then he twisted. He was deceitful. So right here, this is a symbol. Jesus is saying, you can walk among anything that's cunning. Every deceit. Every man-made deceit. I mean, you know how many people who have been deceived? So I was reading this the other day. I'm like, hallelujah. Come on. I get to walk among what? Snakes. Not necessarily physical snakes, because some snakes are good. Well, a lot of snakes are poisonous, but some snakes are not dangerous. garden snakes, you know, green snakes, little snakes, whatever snakes. They, you know, I don't play with snakes anyway. I've seen people carrying snakes and stuff. I'm like, no, I don't do that. But here, Jesus is not necessarily making mention of physical snakes, but he's saying anything that's deceptive, deceit, the spirit of deceit, the spirit of lie, the spirit of deception. You know, the spirit that twists, take the truth and twist it. And you see what's happening in the church. People don't want to hear sound doctrine. People don't want to hear sound doctrine. People want to hear what pleases to them. And then, of course, and you've got pastors, some leaders, they don't want to offend people, and they don't want to touch a certain subjects. Scorpions. What about scorpions? You know, scorpions, if you guys remember scorpions, they look like lobster, right? Little scorpions. Some scorpions are cute, but they're poisonous. They're cute, but you can't really do anything with them because they'll kill you. So once again, Jesus said, you can walk among the corruption of the world. It won't poison you. Think about this. This is not a sermon. This is like Bible studies. Well, scorpion's not cute. Yeah, I take that back. Okay. Because I'm thinking a little cute lobster. That's probably why I think it's cute. Because I like lobster. That's my favorite food. Especially by the ocean in the Caribbean. The snake and scorpion. But a scorpion, I mean, just think about this, guys. And I think when, you know, sometimes when we read the Bible, we read it so fast. It's like, oh, I've given you authority and power over snakes. But what does that mean? Most of the time, we're not going to encounter a snake. I can't remember the last time I saw a snake. But I bet you today we encounter the spirit of a snake in our world. We encounter the demons. We encounter the spirit of deceit. We encounter the spirit of perversion. It's all over the place. The spirit of corruption, right? But it says, by the authority in the name of Jesus, we will do what? Crush them. And I believe that's why, that's one of the things. Beside, I say there are three things. The enemy, I mean, Satan is not smart. He repeats the same, it's the same strategy, right? His strategy is to cause people in the church to never read the Bible. Therefore, you don't know the word. Just like physical food is extremely important to our physical bodies, spiritual food is 50 times more important. But it's not the Sunday morning sermon. It's you being devoted, disciplined enough to be in the word daily. And not only that, it's not just eating it, it's obeying it. It's not chewing, but it's swallowing. Amen? It's swallowing, okay? And then, of course, the other thing is the Holy Spirit. You get people to misunderstand. The enemy, he gets the church to misunderstand the Holy Spirit, to just talk about the Holy Spirit, but never give the Holy Spirit room. And then the next one is to cause them to never walk in authority. Authority to pray for somebody. Authority to walk on the spirit of deception. The spirit of corruption. Corruption in my family. Corruption in our, you know, surroundings. And then Jesus said, nothing will injure you. What a promise. Do you believe that for your life? Oh, I believe it for my life. You need stuff like this? Once again, I'm going to say it. I can't believe it for you. Now, if you believe this, or even if you haven't, you feel like I'm not there yet, you can take that in your prayer closet and be like, you know what, Lord, this is your word and I'm going to believe it. I'm going to live my life like this, you know? And then verse 20, Jesus told the disciples, you know, guys, don't rejoice because your name, don't rejoice because the evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven. So now let me go a little deeper here. Let me touch a couple of these. For example, the first part of the verse, Jesus said, then they returned. The word says, then they returned with joy. It was a good day for them, right? Just, I don't know if you guys ever been to mission trip after you come back. It's always like, I think it's amazing. It's very good for us to go. Everybody should go. Yeah. Or at least, yeah. But even if, let's say local mission. Let's say we go to the CPC and help for a day. When you come back, how do you feel? You feel rejoicing, right? Because you were giving, you were helping, you were praying for people. You know, and that's the will of God. God wants us to go. So the disciples, they came back rejoicing. But then I really like this. What happened here before this verse 9, these two verses, verse 19 and verse 20 in chapter 10, they used the name of Jesus to cast the evil spirit. So they went. But who did they went and operate under the authority of the name of Jesus. Was it their name? No. So they came back rejoicing. Why? Because they took the word of the Lord. Jesus said, go. And when you encounter evil spirit, the sick, you lay hand on them in the name of who? Jesus. Man, would we believe that for our lives? Would we believe every opportunity, even sometimes you might encounter somebody at Walmart and you're listening to them and the Holy Spirit whisper in your ear, spiritual ear, ask him if you may pray for them. And then, of course, our mind gets in there. Oh, what if they say no? Oh, no, I don't want to be weird. You know, I used to think like that. But here's an opportunity. You do have the opportunity not only to listen, but also to lay hand and trust the word of the Lord and trust God to use you to bring divine touch to such person. I love the fact that the disciples, they use the name of Jesus, because then when we use the name of Jesus, we can't take credit. You know, we cannot take credit. They knew it was the power and the authority of Jesus. And I believe one thing I learned in this, and we all can learn from this, it's be sure to rely not on our own capacity. I love the verse in Romans today. This is my verse. You know, every day, sometimes you read the Bible and God gives you a verse. I read the book of Romans today, and verse chapter 12, verse 16 says, do not be so wise in your own eyes. I'm like, okay, God. Yeah. I said, I know nothing. I'm so dumb, Lord. I mean, I'm not dumb and stupid, but it's like, I want to acknowledge nothing else but Jesus. It's all about the name of Jesus. I don't want to come up with this clever plan. You know, sometimes we think we got it. No, Lord, I don't have it. It's the name of Jesus. Are you with me, guys? It's the name of Jesus. And I like this because in this verse here, you see the emphasis. Jesus says, I give you authority. The authority comes from the name of Jesus. So let us continue to make sure that we operate in the authority in the name of Jesus. Let's not take credit for what the Lord can do to us. I've heard a lot of people, you know, when they go on mission trips and God used them. I have so many testimonies. I've seen things. But it's very dangerous when people start thinking, I am somebody now. Oh, I'm powerful. Oh, I fasted 7 days a week. And God uses me mightily. Oh, glory to God. And then they start thinking they're somebody. It's all about the name of Jesus. And if we can hide behind that name, then we can remain humble. Does that make sense? If everything I do, I make sure the name gets all the glory. Everything I do. Some people get emotionally intoxicated after successful service for the Lord, especially when God used them to display healing. Some people think it was them. Now, remember this. There is an office of healing. For example, we had an evangelist that preached a couple weeks ago. He's gifted in healing. But that doesn't mean God can't use us to minister healing. But I know the guy. I've seen him work. I've seen God use him. He's very humble. But I tell you, his gift, the Lord has blessed him with the gift of healing. You can't buy that. You can't pray for it. You could be like, well, Lord, give me, I guess, I don't know. The Bible says, I guess you could. The Bible says to aspire the gift that's more excellent, is which is love. I guess I could pray, but I've never prayed for, Lord, bless me with the gift of healing. But what I meant to say is, to see somebody like him operating in the gift of healing and yet remain so humble. Guys, God wants to use us. He wants us to operate, to function, to move in the authority that he's given us. And that's one of my prayer for our church. I want our church to, I want people here to understand the authority they have in the name of Jesus. In your house, demons cannot come in your house, disturb your sleep. When you sleep, if you're having bad dreams, you pray, you take authority over the demons. Oh yeah, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. When you dream, I pray, man, if I'm going to dream, God's going to give me a dream. The demons have no right to come and disturb my sleep. So what do? Sometimes I stand, I start praying in the name of, you know, sometimes some of us, we're a little kind. You can't be too kind to Satan. If you let him in the porch, you know what's going to happen? Oh, that's how, not only that, he'll start, you know, getting in the living room, start opening up the fridge, you know, pouring a glass of milk and all that stuff. That's how the enemy works. So when you notice him on the porch, what do? You cast him away. Whatever the situation is, you know, and that's the verse. I'm going to, you know, talk more next time, talking about what, you know, understanding authority. But look at this. I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among what? Snakes. And you know what snake is now. Scorpions, you know what that is. And crush them, nothing will injure you. What a promise. So, should I be afraid? No. I shouldn't even be afraid for my children. Because the Bible says, you instruct the child according the way they should go, right? And when they grow up, of course, they're going to figure it out. They're going to try to figure it out. But I can rest assured and fight for them. But when God uses us, we don't rejoice because the spirits fall, obey us, but we rejoice because why? Our name is written in the book of heaven. And not everybody can say that. There was a time I remember in my life when I was growing up, somebody would ask me, are you saved? I'd be like, nah, you know, I'm working on it. Yeah, the Bible says to work your salvation, but also in the Romans, it says those who are children of God, the Spirit of the Lord bear witness to their spirit that they're a child of God. So if you save, you'll know you're saved. If you're not, or you know you're not saved. How many saved people we have here tonight? That's right. There's no doubt. So now what we do tonight, as we go and continue to live our lives, we walk in the authority that's in the name of Jesus. Amen. You guys have any question? Anybody wants to say anything? Anything else, Sandra? I'll bring you the mic. Everyone a mic? Okay. Okay. Go ahead.